Listen and stream the all-new talk radio Freedom 106.5 for the only talk that matter.
Holistic Health. Mr. Batson is already with us. Good afternoon to you, sir. Welcome. Let's talk holistic. Let's talk
health. Yes. Good afternoon, sir. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, man. To the base. Good afternoon to the listeners of Freedom 106.5 FM. Always a pleasure to be in your company. As I said, let's get to it. Discussing health. So today, we're speaking about arthritis. Now, we have spoken about arthritis some time back, but the reason I decided to speak about arthritis again today is because so many persons have arthritis. A lot of people don't understand what arthritis is. And most importantly, they don't understand how they could get relief from this particular situation. So that's what we're going to speak about. Of course, keep in mind, it is an open forum. It is one that you can ask questions. Of course, I'll allow to basically give you the telephone number, the WhatsApp, whatever the case may be, to speak to us, and we'll go from there.
All right, folks, as always, our numbers are 627-3223, 625-2257, and you can send your WhatsApps to 306-1065. That's 627-3223, 625-2257, and 306-1065, Batson and Associates. Of course, we're talking holistic health for all of your questions, but today our main topic is arthritis.
Definitely. So the thing is, keep in mind as well, too, we also live on social media, so you could join us there. We are Batson and Associates Limited on Facebook, on Instagram, we are Batson and Associates TT, and on YouTube, we are Batson and Associates Trinidad. So arthritis. Arthritis, the thing is, you have many different forms of arthritis. The main ones that we familiar with, or more common ones, would be rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis, and psoriatic arthritis. Now, when you look at rheumatoid arthritis, all forms of arthritis have three things in common. They cause pain, they cause swelling, it causes serious discomfort, and in some cases, it could actually cause deformity. Because when you reach a point where your rheumatoid arthritis is so advanced, it reaches a point where deformity could take place, where you have bending of limbs, fingers become distorted, it's very difficult to actually hold a pen, dress yourself, be that type of thing. It could become that bad. So primarily arthritis is high levels of inflammatory response in the body. It also has a lot to do with high levels of acidity, as well as high levels of parasites in the blood and in the bones themselves, because that's what rheumatoid arthritis is, parasite in your bones. Rheumatoid arthritis, or any form of arthritis, is referred to as an autoimmune condition, where it is said that your immune system attacking itself. But what it really is that you have pathogens, you have parasites in places that it doesn't have any right to be, and the body is doing what it's supposed to do, which is to provide up or put up a defense. And what you essentially end up with is too much of a defense, which is what we call inflammation. So you have higher levels of inflammation in the body. So under normal Western medical protocol, you will normally be recommended painkillers. You'd be recommended something known as prednisolone, which is a corticosteroid. And if it's really bad, depending on your stage of development, whatever the case may be, because it does get worse, you end up on something known as methotrexate. Now, the issue with some of these is that the long-term use is detrimental. How so? Now, there is something known as steroid-induced diabetes. You also have something known as steroid-induced blindness. And you also have steroid-induced arthritis. So one of the issues with that is that the said medication that you're using could, because of its being used so much and for so long, could actually now have debilitating or additional debilitating effects on the body. So one of the things we often help persons to understand, and I was discussing that this morning, is that you have to understand that it is simply a matter of addressing the root cause of the problem. Because you cannot have arthritis if you do not have high levels of acidity, high levels of inflammatory response or inflammation in the body. Arthritis would not be able to sustain itself, for want of a better expression, in that type of environment. So the question is, how do you now change the environment? And that is one of the things we do at Batson and Associates. So the first thing we do is something known as a live nutritional blood cell analysis. And I would have spoken about this some time back, but very quickly, what that gives us the opportunity to do, or to see rather, is something known as your biological terrain. So when we're speaking about terrain, we're speaking about like land, formation, landscape, that kind of thing. So you're talking about, you might have a desert terrain, you might have a mountainous terrain, you might have a swampy terrain. Good. In any particular type of terrain, only specific type of vegetation could exist in specific terrains. For example, cactus in the desert, mangroves, in a swamp. So the thing is, when we see our biological terrain, what is going to give us an indication is how bad or how much inflammation you have. If you do have inflammation and acid, if you have high levels of what is known as cortisol, cortisol is actually the stress hormone in the body. So in all inflammatory conditions, including arthritis, lupus, fibromyalgia, and any kind of inflammatory bowel condition, example, Crohn's, irritable bowel syndrome, those type of things, you have high levels of inflammation, acidity, and that same stress hormone called cortisol. So when we do the blood analysis, we're actually able to see how extensive that is and now make the, not necessarily attempt, but now put together a protocol to correct that situation. One of the best examples, before I continue, I could always tell persons, water plays a significant role. I think a lot of persons do not understand how important it is to drink water. And how, if you are dehydrated, which a number of persons are dehydrated, how much that contributes to acidity, inflammation, and high levels of cortisol. So you would realize now that if you don't make those changes, especially to the basic aspect of what is going on, the foundation, then of course you're going to be in problems.
Yeah, well, I was not going to ask you, how the acidity is formed in the body, right?
Okay, good question. The thing with acidity, you have various parts of the body require a particular pH. pH is essentially known as percentage hydrogen. It's on a scale of 0 to 14. 7 is in the middle, which is neutral. So anything between 1 and 6.9 would be acid, and anything 7.1 up to 14 is going to be alkaline. Now, the thing is, certain parts of the body need to maintain either acidity or alkalinity. Example, the pH of your mouth is supposed to be acidic, which is about 6.4. So that environment has to maintain a level of acidity. Now, the thing is, once you're healthy, your body is going to maintain specific pHs in the areas that it is supposed to be maintained. Example now, blood. Blood has a pH of alkalinity. The pH of blood is 7.3. Oxygenated blood and deoxygenated blood is about the same thing. They just vary by maybe 0.5. So that was an example of two different parts of the body where acid pH is required for proper digestion and that type of thing in the mouth, production of saliva, that type of thing. And then, of course, in a case of blood where the pH is supposed to be slightly alkaline or alkaline in order to maintain proper biological systems within the blood. Now, the thing is a number of things. Food, dehydration, not drinking sufficient water, stress, certain types of medication could contribute to high levels of acidity in the body. And when I say high levels of acidity, remember, if one particular aspect of the body is supposed to be acid and one supposed to be alkaline, the body always tries to maintain balance. What happens to a lot of persons, which is why a lot of people end up with osteoporosis, is in order to neutralize an acid, you need in chemistry what is known as an alkaline. And an alkaline, for example, is calcium. Your bones comprise of calcium, magnesium, and phosphorus in the form of calcium phosphate. So in excess acid conditions, your body constantly, under the direction of your thyroid gland, because your thyroid gland controls how much calcium leaves your bones, because your bones are the warehouses for calcium. So when that leaves there, that will now determine acidity, alkalinity. So if you have too much acid, you'll essentially now overuse or use up the calcium reserves in your bone, and you end up with what is known as osteoporosis, which is now, and even osteoarthritis, which is a form of arthritis, but where the bones are not as dense as they're supposed to be. Because if it's constantly pulling calcium from the bones, you're going to end up with what they call brittle bones. So it's very easy. People could end up in situations where they're told they have to do knee replacement. If somebody who's older falls, usually if you fall, you have to do a hip replacement, because most people don't understand how important it is to really correct those deficiencies in the body. And that's one of the things we do at Batson & Associates.
All right, we have a question coming in there. Call, let's take a call.
Yes, sir.
Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, I was
trying to
get a cure for
rheumatoid
arthritis.
Okay, so the controversial question, cure. So we, just for the case of the English language, we will not use the word cure. We'll use the word reverse, which has two completely different connotations attached to them. However, when you understand, as I said, rheumatoid arthritis can be reversed. There are a number of clients that we have had who had that arthritis and they no longer have arthritis again. The point I'm making is that you have to understand when you're dealing with arthritis or any imbalance in the body, you have to deal with the root cause of the problem. Arthritis is a symptomology. Diabetes is a symptomology. Hypertension is a symptomology. What is a symptomology? A symptomology is basically a group of symptoms associated with a particular disorder. So diabetes, the symptomology associated with diabetes would be elevated blood glucose levels, tiredness, excessive urination, problems with wounds, healing, that type of thing. So that symptomology is really as a result of a cause. The question is, what is the cause? And that's where looking at your biological terrain is important, because what is your cause? Most people dehydrated and they don't know they're dehydrated. A number of persons, I guarantee you that. Most persons have they're malnourished and they don't know they're malnourished. And just very quickly, I was speaking to someone recently who is a certain level of affluence. So the other people automatically assume because they have money and they think they eat well, in inverted commas, they think that they're healthy. And most of the time, that's not the case. You have serious deficiency, diabetes. I mean, think about it. Trinidad and Tobago currently ranks per capita about number 3 in diabetes in the world. 1/3 of our population is a diabetic population. We have a population approximately of maybe 1.5 million, let's say 1.6 for the months. So if we divide that, we're looking at 400,000 persons have diabetes. That's madness. Our adolescent diabetes numbers are one of the highest in the world. Our adolescent obesity numbers are one of the highest in the world. So if we didn't get here eating salad and walking around the savannah, we got here as a result of something. What is the something? Now, lifestyle plays a significant role, and that's why I hate when people automatically use the crutch, which is very popular, and say, well, you know, it's hereditary and it runs in my family. No. That's utter and total nonsense. You may have a genetic predisposition to a particular ailment, like, for example, cancer, like Napoleon Bonaparte, for example, that was a cancer family. I think his great-grandmother, his mother, his father, all of them had cancer. So the thing is, you may have a genetic predisposition to a disorder, but as we always say, genetic load the gun, lifestyle pull the trigger. So is it that whatever you're doing on a daily basis contributing to the ailment that you have? Most of the time, the answer is...
Let's take a call there. Right? Hello, good afternoon.
It's me again. Doctor, I can't remember what your name is now. The reason I asked that question, because my wife has had rheumatoid arthritis for 38 years. And when she started with it, we were told that there was no cure whatsoever for rheumatoid arthritis. Now, she has been through all what you have said, all the different things that you are talking about there. She's been to all the natural doctors. She's been through the whole gamble. After getting bee stings, I used to take her to Cooper every Sunday morning to get bee stings, because they said that the bee sting would help. And nothing helped her. So I just wanted to know if there was something new now that maybe, but I know she's probably too far gone anyhow.
Okay.
But that's the reason why I asked.
Okay, good. And I'll answer you. Right? And it's Dr. Batson. So the point is this. I cannot speak for anybody else. I always tell persons that, because people ask me, they automatically assume that because you're a natural doctor, you're a herbalist, and all herbalists or natural doctors are the same. That's not the case. I could speak for myself. And I have had persons with rheumatoid arthritis who, after treatment, no longer have rheumatoid arthritis. I guarantee you that. So I'm saying to you, I don't know who you went to, and I don't know what the treatment protocol was, but I'm sure it wasn't what I do. Okay? The thing is, what a lot of persons have to understand, as I said, when you deal with rheumatoid arthritis, understand this. I am sure nobody ever told you this. And if I'm wrong, correct me. Rheumatoid arthritis is parasite in your bones. I'm sure nobody ever told you that. Go and look it up. Research it. So when you have parasite in your bones, understand what we're dealing with. Parasites are only supposed to be confined to where in the human body? It is supposed to be confined to the gastrointestinal system, because 75%, or in fact 80% of the immune system lies in your gut. So you have pathogens that's supposed to be there. What are pathogens? Pathogens are bacteria, virus, fungus, protozoa, and worms. Now, you have positive pathogens and you have negative pathogens. Any parasitic relationship is in favor of who? The parasite. A parasitic relationship is not in favor of the host. Because all parasites do what? They steal your nutrition and they excrete wherever they are. So if we're talking about millions and billions of parasites, which is what you, anyone who's diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis has, in a place where they're not supposed to be and they're not favorable, these parasites are not in there to give you oxygen and give you nutrients. It is there to steal the food that you eat, the little food that your body already absorbing, because anyone who has rheumatoid arthritis do not only have rheumatoid arthritis, they also have what is known as leaky gut. What is leaky gut? Your small intestines is a semi-permeable membrane. What does that mean? It's like a strainer. If you're using a strainer home and you make lime juice and the strainer has holes, what's going to happen? Lime seed and pulp is going to end up inside of the juice, correct? That has no right to be there. You want juice to drink, you don't want lime seed and pulp. So the same applies to the gastrointestinal system in your small intestines. There is a certain size, because the most amount of digestion in the body takes place where? In the small intestines. So the thing is, if you have holes larger than they're supposed to, you're going to have parasites that are going to leave the gut where they are supposed to be, where you have a number of things like stomach acid to deal with and whatnot to keep them at bay and keep them good once the gastrointestinal system is conducive to that, because your digestive system could become so compromised that the set pathogens that was once good cannot now live in that environment. Simple analogy, take someone and take them out of any area in Trinidad and send them, I would not call any area, of course, by name, but take them in an area that is, you know, problematic, crime and whatever the case may be. If that person has to survive there, they would not be the same person that they was before. They would have to do what? Adapt. And that is what pathogens do. So I don't know if any doctor ever gave you that explanation that I just gave you there. So that is what you're dealing with. So if no one ever dealt with high intestines and no one ever corrected pHs and those type of things in the body, she would have never gotten better, all right, unfortunately.
Yeah, man. Let's take another call.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dr. Batson.
Sir.
The first time I'm hearing that parasites are what would be driving the arthritis.
Yes, sir.
Usually when I tell people how I improve my health, they would say, well, you know, that's working for you, but that doesn't work for necessarily a whole lot of people. But I would have drawn it from a cadre of doctors who are promoting a vegan diet. And of course, I'm finding it to what I can get here, because you don't get arugula and Brussels sprouts.
Right, those type of things here, right.
Easily. But you get the cruciferous, right?
Which,
which they belong. So, you know, with my own intense interest in these things, I've improved my health, and I have been sold on the idea that if you get your food right, your body basically gets most of the rest of it right, you know. But of course, if you have an active parasite, you might require your medication. I want to hear your thoughts on that. Thank you.
Okay, so wait, hello, yes, sir?
Yes.
Okay, what was the last part? If it is, I didn't hear the last part.
Yeah.
Something about medication.
I have been sold on the idea based on my own experience and having visited the doctor and gotten tests and blood tests and eye tests and whatnot, you know, muscular OCTs and whatnot. I've been sold on the idea that if you get your food right, which for me will be vegan, and you have to, you know, be sensible vegan. I have put in that word, sensible vegan.
I got that, but it's just the last part of the medication.
If you get your food right, which is sensible vegan, your body will get most of the other issues right. It will begin to correct itself. And of course, I added that if you have an active parasite, you may need medication, as you're saying.
Right.
So I want to hear your comments on my position that getting your food right is almost getting you there. Thank you.
Okay, good. No problem. Excellent question. I agree with you to a high extent. The thing is, I could go even further when you have to understand. So I'll try to see if I can do this as quickly as possible. One of the things apart from food feeds primarily the physical body. Now, what we have to understand, the human body is not only a physical body. So you have a spiritual body, you have what is referred to as a supramental or your subconscious mind. Then you have your conscious mind, which is your mental body, your vital body, which is your energy body, and then your last body, which is your physical body. Now think about it. If it is you are stressed mentally, psychologically, something is bothering you, you're not feeling well, you had a debt in your family, whatever the case may be, what happens to you? It eventually interferes with your vital body, which is your energy body, and then it eventually interferes with what? Your physical body. So you end up getting, because grief, which is an emotion, which is aspect a mental aspect, could now cause a physical response, which would be identified by depression, anxiety, elevated heartbeat, whatever the case may be. But that is as a result of emotions, which is just one aspect of the body, which is the supramental. So the point I'm making is that food will get you a lot of the way. Nutrition, and when we're talking about food, we're talking about food in the generalized sense of what nutrition is. You mentioned arugula and that type of thing. Now, as it relates to being a vegan, I tell persons, I am not an advocate of veganism or being a vegetarian. The thing is, if you have limited and a certain type of prepared meats in your diet, as compared to what everybody else would eat, you're obviously going to be in a better situation. So, of course, if you have less meat in your diet, you are going to be in an advantageous state, less inflammation. The whole process of actually having to digest large amounts of meat is burdensome on the body in itself, and that causes so many different things, and that have been proven. So, you know, it's a matter of getting the food right, but the other aspects. And then once you do that and you have like an active parasite, as you mentioned, then it would just be a matter of doing some sort of detox or something like that to remove that from the body. And once you do that, generally, you should be, you know, in a general state of health. My issue is, how do people end up so sick that you're diabetic for 15 and 25 years? You have, as the gentleman said, you know, rheumatoid arthritis, so 22 years. The only people who do the same thing over and over expecting a different results is what? Mad people. Albert Einstein said that. So the thing is, what is it that we're doing wrong? As I said, a lot of people didn't even know that rheumatoid arthritis was parasite in your bones. That's what rheumatoid arthritis is. Osteoarthritis is high levels of inflammation, but the issue is low bone density, where, as I explained, because of the constant pulling of calcium from your bones, which are the warehouses for calcium, you end up with very dense bones. So the bones don't compact. So the bones become brittle, and you have what is known as osteoarthritis. So the thing is, again, that is just a symptomology. How do we now know what is the root cause? Lupus. Look at people with lupus. Lupus, people all over the place suffering. But what is lupus? No one who has been diagnosed with an autoimmune condition has a healthy gastrointestinal system. I guarantee you. Guarantee. That intestine is compromised. You just don't know how compromised. You may be constipated or you may not be constipated. You may have bloating, you may have flatulence, you may have gas, you may have had acid reflux. Persons who are listening to this program, if you have ever had acid reflux for more than 3 years, after acid reflux, tell me what else you got. You would have had something else after that, because your intestines would have become so compromised that other things would have started to happen to you. You have problems with diabetes, all of a sudden your pressure elevated, all of a sudden you have problems with high cholesterol. Why? Because the body's ability to assimilate and break down your food has been compromised. So your other systems cannot become healthy. It will just be a downward spiral from there.
All right, we do have a question, another question here. Should you stop taking circulation tea when you are going to do a colonoscopy, and how many days before, if so?
Okay, that would be a client of ours from the circulation. The thing is, if you're going to do a colonoscopy, you could use circulation tea throughout. That's not an issue. It's liquid, and it wouldn't cause any situations. When you're doing colonoscopy, you have to do fast and drink large volumes of water, fluid, that type of thing. So a tea or a green type of tea, which is what circulation tea is, that's not going to cause any problems. You can drink that right up to. There's not an issue there. Keep in mind again, we are live on our social media platforms. We are Batson and Associates Limited on Facebook. On Instagram, we are Batson and Associates TT. On YouTube, we are Batson and Associates Trinidad. Keep in mind our telephone numbers. Our head office, which is located on the first floor of Money Talks building. That is Money Talks building in Montrose, Chaguanas. That telephone number is 222. That's 222-8261. 222-8261. And our WhatsApp is 314-9975. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, like other things, have you been seeing a lot of younger persons coming in with arthritis or joint pain?
Yeah, definitely. My youngest arthritis patient is 11 years.
11 years. Wow.
11 years, and they were diagnosed with arthritis at the age of 7.
11 years.
Yeah, sickness and disease now. My youngest stroke patient is like 21.
Wow.
Yeah, and massive stroke. Yeah, it wasn't a TIA in the medical terminology for strokes. You have something known as TIAs, which are an acronym for transient ischemic attack, which is a mini stroke, which a lot of persons get before they actually get what is known as a massive stroke. And this particular individual, who, as I said, is not even 22 years yet, they actually had a massive, massive stroke. And then when they did the MRI and the CT scan, they actually saw what is known as ischemic lesions, which means that that child would have had strokes before, but they were not aware. They got mini strokes. You're usually not aware of mini strokes, but a lot of persons have them, especially people with hypertension. Especially if you have pulmonary hypertension, which is the worst form of hypertension. A lot of people think hypertension is just hypertension, but you actually have a form of hypertension known as pulmonary hypertension, which basically is hypertension is high pressure in your arteries. Pulmonary hypertension is hypertension in your arteries, but the artery is major above the heart. Because your pulmonary circulation is above the heart, systemic circulation is below the heart. So that's why I tell persons, if you're hypertensive, And you're hypertensive on medication too, and a lot of medication, because some people, they may have to take like a Tylenol. They might take two a Tylenol, one in the morning, one in the evening. And they may also have to take a water tablet, so maybe LASIK or Bendro, something like that. But some people may have to take four, two in the morning. That's too much. Because if it is you have to take that, which is normally like calcium channel blockers, beta blockers, diuretics, to bring that pressure, and that pressure is still high. No. Something is seriously, seriously wrong with you. Seriously wrong with you. Let me ask you something too, please. If it is your nose stuff up, you could breathe.
If your nose stuff up, it's very challenging to breathe, yeah?
Right. It's very challenging to breathe, right, sir? Yeah. So think about this. If it is your body stuff up, and when we say your body stuff up, we're talking about in general. You don't drink water, so your insides essentially dry. You know, you take a cleanse in years. Third base, it doesn't people know people's normally eat 3 meals a day. Right?
No cleanse
in years. Nah, man. How you could do yourself that? And then you wonder why you have headache, why your perspiration bad, why it is you're tired, you always have no energy. You're taking the world of vitamin, but nothing is going on with you. Your body dirty. You need some sand to land. Any questions?
Yeah. No questions as far. Get over just now. Good evening, doctor and the host. Could excessive drinking alcohol make this problem and topic you are talking about worse?
Of course. Excessive alcohol can make anything worse, yeah. Including our christening. You're just people. And then, you know, it's just here. That's going to be problematic, definitely problematic. But, you know, one of the things I always tell persons is that you have to know what you're doing and if what you're doing making sense. What is diabetes? What is hypertension? And the thing is, a lot of persons have to be able to, and that's why we do that blood analysis at Batson Associates. That's not no joke, that's not no gimmick. When you actually see what your blood looks like in front of you, you will have to understand. You don't have to know anything about biology or the human body, but you will realize, hey, something ain't correct there. And it's your blood, you see where we take it, we put it right in front of you, it's being done. And when people see the condition that they're in, because if you have unhealthy blood, obviously you can't be healthy. Common sense made before book. Blood is responsible for doing what? Transporting oxygen and nutrients to cells. So if your blood is unhealthy, you cannot be healthy. So I always tell people, your most important organ system in your body is your gastrointestinal system. Your most important organ is your colon. Your brain don't want anything on your colon. Your heart don't want anything on your colon. If your colon is not working properly, you are dead. Cancer patients, check anybody with cancer. Look at the intestines. Horrible. So I know our time is close. Let me just give you that number quickly for the Chaguanas office. We're located on the first floor of Money Talks building. That's Money Talks building in Montrose, Chaguanas. Telephone number is 222-8261. That's 222-8261. Keep in mind, we're live on our social media. We are Batson & Associates Limited on Facebook. On Instagram, we are Batson & Associates TT. And on YouTube, we are Batson & Associates Trinidad. As we always say at Batson & Associates, if you think health is expensive, try sickness. If you think education is expensive, try ignorance. Thursday is still always a pleasure.
All right,
to the listeners of 106.5, and do enjoy the rest of your Thursday. God bless. Until next week, please, God.
All right, thank you very much, folks. You've been listening to Batson and Associates there. Holistic Health on Freedom 106.5.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.